And I am, if I can find myself now, I've forgotten where I am. I think that's me right there. This one right there.
Oh.
That's me.
So you had quite a few classmates. I mean, did you get to know all of these
people? Oh, yeah. This was my graduating class. And this was our, one of our regional review was called Graduation Day. And I'm back in here somewhere.
And this is
my unit.
And this marching was the kind of thing you had to do in boot camp? Not informal.
We had to practice this, but it was mainly for graduation day.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't do that all the time. And then that's a picture of me in uniform, and there's another one. And this is my sister I told you about. And I've got a couple of brothers in here. Oh, this is, let's see. That's one of my brothers, my mother and father. There's some pictures of me. That's my sister. That's a friend of the family, my sister and a friend, and I think it's the same one in me. Just a friend of the family.
That's New York City?
Yes.
In the background? Okay.
Yeah, that was in Brooklyn. And there's a brother. I'm trying to get all of us together. Well, there's three of us anyway. And this was weekend at New York or in Washington, D.C.
As a family trip, or with friends?
No, this was when I was in the Navy. This is the girlfriend who talked me into. It's hard to see; the pictures are very small. Talked me into joining the Navy. We worked together at the bank. I guess the rest of these are just mainly family pictures. Friends of mine from the Navy, different ones.
So do you still keep in touch with some?
No, not too many. These girls here, I do. This was my our minister's daughter, and this was my sister-in-law's sister. And my sister-in-law worked at the bank too with me. I can't seem to find a picture of her. She didn't like to have her picture taken. This is her sister again, and the minister's daughter. These were pictures taken in the barracks. They're not very good. And this is the bunk beds that we slept in. And this gives you an idea of what the barracks were like.
Yeah, so it's 6 to a room? Or is this the corner of a large space?
Let's see.
Let's see, there's 3 beds.
Yeah, I think this was 6 to a... It wasn't a room, it was a cubicle. It didn't have walls. It was lockers that only went up just so high. So it was really a big open building with these cubicles. That's what they were called, cubicles. And this I got out to see if I could tell you. Leipzig. It's where my mother's family came from. Leipzig, and I can't even see Bessarabia, which is, as I say, a small country that was swallowed up by the Russians, by Russia.
Wow, so they came over in the... Oh, this is born in the 1870s.
Right. My grandmother was born in 1874, my grandfather 1870. I don't know whether I can show you. And this is just all family history. And I don't know if you want to get into this. I just thought I would. That's the old black stove that we heated water on, and this is a washing machine right alongside of the stove that we wash clothes in. It jiggled back and forth, but then you had a hand crank that dried the clothes with.
That's what you had when you were growing up?
Well, that's when I lived for a time with my grandparents.
Oh.
There was a time when we didn't even have a washing machine. We did everything by hand. I just want to see if I could find one picture of my mother and father's wedding, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to get back to it. As I say, there were 12 in the family, so there's lots of pictures. But anyway, you're probably not interested in that. Springer was my grandmother's maiden name. And this really goes way back. There's my picture of my mother right there. When she was a lot younger. And she was the oldest of the Weiss sisters. Oh, I don't know if you're interested in any of that, but...
Well, that's nice. That's very nice. And the pictures, too. Really great.
But that's it.